This week, thousands of physicists flock to Baltimore for an annual event, the largest physics conference in the world. The topics have included topological insulators and frustrated magnetism. Frustrated magnetism. Many of us have had that problem, I'm sure. There was also a paper presented on death metal. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel went to Baltimore to find out what hardcore rock was doing at a physics conference.
Meet Jesse Silverberg, a graduate student in physics at Cornell University.
So lately I've been listening to a lot of Killswitch Engage, and also a band out of Germany, which is relatively young and new. They're called We Butter the Bread with Butter.
He presented the research on heavy metal with fellow grad student Matt Bierbaum.
I've been listening to a lot of Nintendo core and some hardcore, too. So that's Bear vs. Shark and Horse the Band and stuff like this.
By day, Matt studies regular metals, and Jesse looks at something called soft matter physics. By night, they mosh. Moshing is basically hurling yourself headfirst into a crowd of rowdy metalheads.
Everyone's running around and bumping into each other and pushing and shoving, and there's loud music, and it's fast, and the lights are flashing, and probably some people are drunk, and yeah, it's pretty chaotic and pretty messy.
Physicists are always searching for simple patterns and messiness, and 5 years ago, Jesse had a eureka moment when he took his girlfriend to her first metal gig.
Usually, I would jump in the mosh pit and run around and spend the show there, but, you know, this time I wanted her to be safe and, you know, have a good time, so we stayed out on the side and watched things from there.
While he was watching, he realized that people's motion in a mosh pit looks kind of like molecules in a gas.
It was basically just this random mess of collisions, which is essentially how you want to think about the gas in the air that we breathe.
Physicists have worked out the basic rules describing this kind of motion, and similar rules apply to flocks of birds and schools of fish. So Matt and Jesse decided to look for the rules of motion in moshing, using just a few variables like how fast people move and how dense the crowd was. Matt and Jesse created a mathematical model that they presented at this conference. And yeah, moshers do kind of move like molecules in a gas. But it's not just the metalheads that obey these kinds of basic mathematical rules. We went to a balcony to watch people milling around in the conference center. And Matt and Jesse thought of something else.
There's several groups of three, and then between them there's a lot of people that are forming lanes and trying to navigate their way through the matrix of physicists.
And it reminds me of the motion of fluid through a porous medium like a sponge.
Could some kind of sponge equation describe a physics meeting? Maybe. We all obey some basic rules when we're moving around. This is where the new mosh pit research gets interesting. In emergencies, people panic. The rules they follow change. And mosh pits might provide clues about the new rules.
Metal concerts are a very unique situation. They're very extreme. It's loud, it's dense. We've described all the collisions that are happening, how rough it is. And so we hope that this will provide a lens into looking at other extreme situations, such as riots and protests and escape panic.
Jesse and Matt are planning to continue their mosh pit modeling, and Jesse says it's changed his concert-going experience.
I'm now completely distracted by what's going on around me in the crowd, and sometimes it's just hard to pay attention to the band on stage.
Physics has ruined heavy metal for you. That's so sad, Jesse.
I can't think of a worse fate.
I can, being in a mosh pit myself. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.
Covering all the news in the world, it's Morning Edition from NPR News.